Macy Nicole here. Pre-save my new single, Mean Girl, before it releases on April 19th. And join me in my Instagram broadcast channel for a chance to win free signed Mean Girl merch. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram and get brand new merch at themacynicole.com. Coming up on this week's episode of Toxic Talk with Macy and Reed. TikTok star Macy Nicole arrested for murder.
That's crazy.
Welcome to Toxic Talk. I'm Farrell Harrell.
I'm Macy Nicole.
This is our last episode.
Of season two.
Right.
Don't make it sound like we're quitting. Are we quitting?
No.
We're done.
We don't quit. We are not quitters.
Sometimes.
No.
No.
We do not quit. If we were quitters, we wouldn't even be friends anymore. You know?
I was thinking about that, the Chick-fil-A girl.
How did she do it? Do you want any sauce?
What was it?
No thanks.
What kind of sauce? Barbecue? Whoa, dude, it lip pop. No buffalo.
Yeah, but you can hear the lady laugh in the video. That's the best part. She couldn't even hold it together.
She's like, is that it? And what else? Chick-fil-A sauce? Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know what? Those are the things that I remember, like, forever. You know, kind of like whenever we listened to, what was it called? Mad TV?
Yeah.
When we were kids. You know, like the Can I Have Your Number? You know what I'm talking about?
Did we just talk about this on the podcast, or am I fucking...
No, but we did just talk about Bon Quiqui the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that was on live.
Because I did the rap. I was like, I'm a mic, I'm a queen, now listen to me sing. You need a number nine super size on your ring.
I'm with it.
That's what I was talking about.
I forgot what the fuck you were talking about. Mark Weekly, how we get on that subject? I missed that part.
I was talking about the things I hope we remember.
Oh.
Keep it together. Like, I keep watching your attention span float away. And then it's like I drift off with you for a while.
Like, what's it look like?
We're both just...
Is it like a wave of energy?
No, we're both just... drifting. We're like on autopilot.
I'm in my mom's car. Vroom, vroom.
Get out of my car.
Aw.
Oh my God. These are the times with you. What the fuck? Hold on.
I need you to shut go up. Away. Shut go up. Away.
Shut up.
I'm not talking.
No laughing.
So. Anyway. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? What were you talking about?
Do you think that maybe we get in each other's presence and we both feel so safe? Yeah. I do think that's what it is. We talked it out this morning.
Yeah.
We had to get over it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We talked it out this morning, me and you.
Yeah, now we're over. And so we're like, now we're in a good spot
right
now.
We're in like a really good place and we're happy. We're in a good mood.
Yeah, that's important in life. Take me home.
You are.
Okay, all right, get it together. Come on, shake out the sillies. No more sillies. You are my favorite person.
All right, get it together, bro.
Okay.
Fuck me.
This has just turned into an ASMR laughing compilation. Oh, man.
You gotta go. I need you to leave the room. Oh. Yeah, I'm crying so much I look like I'm in the commercial for In the Arms of
the Angel. In the arms of the angel.
All right.
Wipe your tears. It's okay. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I get emotional talking about stuff like that. Sorry.
I'm so putting that on TikTok.
So what's up? Talk to me. Let me hear it.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Life, man.
You been in any TikTok feuds lately?
Nope.
You really haven't?
Huh? All right, you gotta give me a minute. Woo! Have I?
Yeah.
Do we say her name?
No. Okay. I don't have time to go to court.
Yeah, we've been in some TikTok drama. A right. Little bit. Ask me questions. What do you want to know about it?
Okay, I mean, what did you see? What did you observe? I don't understand any of it. Because I never saw the originals. The original videos.
Okay, so you want me to like start you at the night?
Well, yeah, more or less.
Can I give them names? Them names.
I mean, that's up to you. I think I'm getting sick again.
I swear you're always getting sick. Damn it, Bobby.
You think there's something wrong with me?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, like physically?
No, I just feel like I keep fucking allergy pills and Flonase and prednisone and trying to get better and I'm not.
Nope, I'm not. What if something's wrong with you?
That's what I'm saying.
Could be.
Like, I feel, like, bad right now. I can't fucking hear out of my left ear.
You think that's from driving through the mountains or no?
I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything.
Because your ears get, like,
well, Matt thinks it's vertigo.
Vertigo, really? Are you dizzy? Do this.
He has his...
You're fine.
What if I'm not, Reed?
Well, season 3 is going to be missing somebody. Ooh, who would... Oh, good question. If you were to simply pass because all this shit you got going on with you, who would you choose to be my co-host? Like somebody takes over your spot.
Probably Joe.
She'd be the best candidate.
Mm-hmm. Joe or Jess Miller. Not the Nashville Jess Miller.
Oh.
Isn't that her name? Jess Miller? Jessie Miller?
Jessie Murph?
No. The girl that, like, her whole platform is, like, She's stay-at-home mom. She's super country. She's super funny. Her name is Jess.
Oh, it's Jessica.
Jessica. Miller, though, right?
Is it? It's like, I don't know. I used her sound the other day. Did you see that?
No.
The one talking about the...
Oh, Sammy, y'all need to be humble.
Humble.
Yeah, that was her.
Her sound. She'd be a good one.
Yeah, she would do a good job, I think.
I feel like she would do the best job as far as, like, being funny. I think me and Joe would have more, like, actual, like, back and forth.
Yeah, and Joe, like, Joe's good at making stuff up real fast like you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, funny stuff.
Yeah, she's funny as fuck.
What the hell was that? Do you see a gnat?
No. Yeah, Joe's funny. That's all you got, Joe.
I'm super chill right now.
I'm super chill too. I like your hat.
Thank you. I got it from Nikki T of Raised Rowdy.
Okay.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Who'd you get it from?
Someone who got it from Nikki T.
Can't say a name?
No, I refuse.
So we saw somebody last night. When I drug you away, like I grabbed
your arm. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
My ex-boyfriend. No, because we agreed that we were not going to say that I dated him. Remember? We agreed. We were not going to say that I dated him.
So your ex-friend.
A person I no longer associate with. Yeah. We did see him. Mm-hmm. You did a good job because you were like.
Did I grab you fast? Dude, we were walking in and I like saw somebody at the bar and I like looked, skin, I saw it and I said, "Skrrr, gotta go."
See y'all. And I like, I swear to God, the second you grabbed me, I made eye contact with the man bun. And I was like.
See, I thought I saw it so quick when I grabbed you. You were like, whoa, what? Because you know how you freak out.
Yeah.
But you didn't. And I was like, oh, she saw him too.
I saw him too, yeah. Saw him right there.
That's crazy.
Icky. That was less
pretty
fun.
Woman.
Walking down the street.
Pretty woman. My goodies.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard now, right?
All right, should we go into the what we talked about earlier,
the screenshots.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We were gonna talk about the screenshots, Macy.
We got tagged in. Stop, because I'm gonna piss myself.
Well, we get tagged in.
We got tagged in screenshots, like TikToks of people who are apparently being sued.
Oh yeah. What about it?
It was a PR team telling somebody
had a PR team.
Right.
That PR team reached out to somebody that had
a PR person who was building an army.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a better way.
So the PR person found a girl, reached out to her. This girl ended up having a Facebook group that has like 56,000 people. I'm not going to say the name of it, but either way. And so this person's PR reached out to this girl. There's screenshots of like every time I went live, this woman was like, "Hey, Reed's live." And then when she went and replied, she was like, "No, I'm saying Reed's live," like in all caps. And then she's like, "Go in there and from the other account and like.
Go in the live and mean girl the fuck out of them."
Oh, she did. She used a mean girl word.
She literally said mean girl. One of the screenshots said, "Go in the live and mean girl. Go in the live and mean girl the fuck out of them." And it was like, and Reed's ugly. And what does Todd get out of?
What does Todd get for hanging out with Reed?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, that's our friends. We don't want nothing.
Rude and ugly. Yeah, so anyway, it was, and.
But what's funny, that PR woman that said Reed's ugly anyway, she still slides up on my Snapchat stories, flirting hard with me. She has actually confessed to somebody that she has paid for my OF and has talked about my, you know, my thing. So she doesn't think I'm ugly is what I'm getting at.
Well, anyhow. There was a whole thing about it being like a good thing that these people are coming out with these screenshots. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had that conversation. Like, you have these people coming forward because they're getting sued because they're talking about it because they were supposed to get paid to bully us or to bully other people or whatever. And they're coming out freaking out about it, saying like, oh, she says we're lying, but here's the proof. Like, now we're the good guys for posting the proof. But my whole point was, and that's what got me in the comments, regardless of whether it was because somebody told you to bully us or because you decided to bully us yourself, a bully is a bully. I don't see the difference. And she's, you know.
Not only that, she posted my stuff on that. She was paid to post my stuff on that Facebook group with all those.
Right. And tell everybody to go after you.
They went under my Facebook, like, to pictures of me and my mom. Yeah, they called my job several times.
Messaging your brother.
Mm-hmm. Shit was crazy.
Yeah. Fuck that.
All because somebody's PR paid a girl.
Right. Yeah. Fuck that. So, I mean, that was all the proof I needed. We recorded an episode in August that we never put out because we said that we were going to say our piece and we were going to tell the story, and then we realized it would not fucking matter. They would just have more people ready to come make stuff up about us and, you know, stuff to be bad. So we didn't. We never put out the episode, never said a word, stopped talking about it. And then we got called fake because we had said we were going to talk about it and then didn't. But really, it was like,
not worth it.
Yeah, we just realized it wasn't worth it. And we put it to bed, and then it's still like, here we are existing. And that's the problem, is that the beef hasn't gone away.
Mm-mm. And I thought it did till the other night, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was pretty silent.
Was that really had nothing to do with me and you versus, like, Todd?
Yeah. It's always been about Todd.
That's the only reason she'll like me.
Also, some of those screenshots said that I was a clout chaser, and the only reason that I even was coming around Todd was because he and I hooked up at CMA Fest. I wasn't at CMA Fest. I never came here for CMA Fest.
Right. I was here.
I was throwing my kid's fucking birthday party in North Carolina. So, I mean, it was just. Ugh.
But yeah, no, the other night we. So, you know Barbie. She was on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So last night at PBR, so she got a booth. Well, I saw her at PBR the night before, and she was like, hey, I have a booth tomorrow night. It's for my last night. You should come. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, Jordan was standing beside me, so I was like, hey, can Jordan come? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And I said, also, Todd might be with me. Can Todd come? She's like, yeah, that's fine. So Todd came that morning, the next day or whatever. So we decide to go to PBR, and we get up there, and it's just me and Todd and Jordan. So we're looking around, and then we see Barbie or whatever. Well, then Philip walks up. Can I say that name? Not that one.
No, I've just been trying this whole time to hold back my laugh.
I saw you.
My smile was just ever growing. Anyway, sorry.
No, that sucks because I can't do that. I was so focused on that story. It might be done.
Somebody invited Philip.
Can we say Philip's name?
I don't know.
Fuck it. So we're walking in, and Brady walks in with Philip. Mm-hmm. And like some people we don't know, whatever. So nobody that night knew that anybody was going to Barbie's booth. Like, we had no idea it was going to be there. Well, besides Colin, because Colin called us, but I didn't even know Colin was invited.
But you also can't prevent running into someone in a public bar.
Right. So we go into the booth. We're all hanging out, whatever. You know, Todd and Philip are there chilling. Cool. So apparently, whenever Brady walked up and he said, hey, somebody just walked in and left and you missed that person, or we missed that person. So I was like, oh, you didn't see said person? And he was like, no. So we're all hanging out, whatever. Well, the next day there's TikToks posted and there's people commenting on TikToks, and her or that person's response was, yeah, Todd set all this up. He had it planned, like pretty much all that shit. And I was like, dude, we had no idea. Like, who is he? I didn't even know Brady was going to be there.
Okay, wait. How does any of this pertain to anybody's, like, fault or responsibility, though? Where's the actual problem here?
From her point of view or from ours?
Yeah, from her point of view.
From ours, we don't know. From hers. So apparently she came in and Barbie was talking to Philip. So she left like mad. But when Brady got there, me and Todd got there, we didn't even know she was there. Right? Had it been at any point. Well, she didn't know we were there either. She didn't know that we were there either. But the next day, apparently, she was saying that Todd was setting up Philip, or like he did everything on purpose, like he planned it. Plan what? You weren't even there. So what? He planned to
plan
be around.
Plan what, though? Because she dated Philip and then she dated Todd. So how is Philip relevant now?
I don't know.
I don't like any of this.
But that's literally a drama because she's saying like Todd like set up the night, like planned it. But you weren't even there, so what do you plan? To take a pit, like be in the same food
and
with Philip? And why does that matter?
Why does it matter that you're in the same bar? And who even knew that you were coming? Nobody.
Nobody. It was Barbie's post. She was like, you're irrelevant the whole night and nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Oh, but there's TikToks.
That's crazy.
Anything to make a bag, baby. That's why I'm so tired of this shit. That's why I'm burnt out. I know 100% that's why I'm burnt out, because I feel like I'm on the verge of too boring to not have to make shit up. Like, you're not boring.
Thanks.
But you also don't even have a dog to take care of. You know what I mean?
So I'm irresponsible.
I mean, not irresponsible. You just don't have those responsibilities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a dog.
Yeah, and what happened? We had a dog.
I don't, you tell me. You're the one that had it last.
No, I'm not.
I know. He ran away.
How?
He jumped to the cornfield.
Why?
Gotta try to give him a bath.
Why?
Why not try to give him a bath? Because he was dirty. And no, you're right. I don't have a dog or any responsibilities.
The way you just perfectly went back to that was great.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thanks. No, yeah. I mean, that's it. It's just that you don't have... Like, you have the opportunity to live a super cool life. Mm-hmm. And I do, too. I think my life is really cool, but it's not...
I think it's cool.
Like, fast-paced, interesting.
That's what we were talking about. Fast-paced and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You ever lifeguarded?
No, I'm not a very good swimmer.
Me neither. Now you pick something to talk about. Your turn. Well, let's ask random questions.
Let's do the angry rant game.
All right.
Okay, your topic is cowboy hats.
How do I do this again? I say I hate...
Wait, you say I really hate cowboy hats because... And then I say a positive thing, and then you have to say, yeah, but... And yours is negative.
I really hate cowboy hats because...
Yours has to be negative.
You just said the whole opposite thing.
No, I didn't. I said... You say I hate cowboy hats because... And then you come up with a like reason why you hate that thing. And then I say a positive thing. And then you say a negative thing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I really hate cowboy hats because they make my head look small.
Yeah, but they probably make you look cool.
Yeah, but if it makes you, just because it makes you look cool doesn't mean it's the way to be, Macy. Not everything's about fucking be looking cool and being cool. Cowboy hats.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but girls would probably rather take home a cowboy.
Oh, girls. So girls just love to ride cowboys, huh? But. Wait, what's the bad thing about that?
Never
mind. You know what would be a good episode?
What?
If we hire... Like, oh, Ike, to fucking take us through like a haunted house.
Mm-mm.
Or like.
Hey, they're really fun.
Mm-mm.
Cut this out so they don't.
Mm-mm.
Bro, let's do it. Like, they put us in the room with, like, little boxes that you can, like, see, like, the cold stuff. Dude, that would be a good episode.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to. Not me.
Why'd you just put your drink like that?
I don't know. Did you see me, like, he was talking about hyperfocusing. Meanwhile, I'm trying to make not sure did my drink.
Macy, you looked at me, you said, like, you did something cool. You looked at me, you said,
I mean, look at it.
Oh, it was just there was no like, look, you were just like,
yeah, man.
What is cool about that?
What's cool about that? Yeah. The placement. I'm trying to show people how we would utilize product placement if you were to sponsor our podcast.
That's what you were doing. What the fuck? All right, let's ask questions about each other to see if we know each other really well.
Okay.
Wait, okay, what's my favorite color?
Of all the questions, how the hell am I going to know your favorite color?
That's what you should know.
I know your least favorite color is green.
No, that's not true.
Your hat's green.
What's my favorite color, Macy? I was looking for an easy game.
How would I know your favorite color?
Just pick, Macy.
In what situation? Black.
It's blue. Now, until like a couple of days, like it's been red my whole life until probably yesterday. Yesterday was a big day for me. I actually, you know, the day before, I sat there and I was like, I like the color red, but blue is so much better.
Uh-huh. Okay. You said you were looking for an easy game.
Blue's better than red now. All right, now ask me a question about you.
What's my favorite color?
Yellow. I know it's pink.
How do you know that?
Huh?
How do you know that?
I know your favorite color is pink.
But how?
Because I asked you one time.
You have it wrote down? Let's see your list.
No, I don't have that in my list.
You don't have that in your list? What's on your list about me? See, I don't have a favorite things list about you. And that's a me problem. That's a...
All right, then let's do this. Ask me a question about yourself. That's what we were just playing. All right, I said pink. Now I ask you one about me. Was it pink right?
Yeah.
I know. So, what's my favorite kind of food?
Mac and cheese. Favorite kind of food?
Yeah.
So, not your favorite food?
Mac and cheese is my favorite food. What's my favorite kind? Like,
Italian.
Correct.
Yeah. What's mine?
You can't just copy the same questions. I'm saying, what's my favorite color? You're like, what's mine? I'm like, what's your favorite restaurant? What's mine? Then you got to come up with something else.
Well, yeah, I know that you know my favorite flower, my favorite restaurant. I don't know if you know my favorite food. Yeah, you do, because you have something wrote down.
I do. Oh, it's homemade Alfredo sauce.
Yep. Thanks for reminding me of that.
You're welcome. What's mine?
Your favorite food? We already said this.
It's actually meatloaf.
Fucking cheese. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
My favorite meal would be meatloaf, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, and squash.
Squash. That's right. Yeah. Squash is a nice added bonus. Mm-mm-mm. That squish. Squishy squash.
Squishy squashy.
Okay. Let's see. I don't want it to be favorites.
Okay, we'll pick something else, Macy. We're just
What's
chilling.
My most embarrassing memory?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Embarrassing memory. Was it online or in public?
Ooh, let's go with online.
Was it you getting mistaken for that girl with the felonies?
Mm-mm.
Or got arrested for murder or something?
Mm-mm. No, but that was in the news. That was crazy. TikTok star Macy Nicole arrested for murder.
That's crazy.
That was not, by the way.
I guess wrong, so tell me. Tell us.
That time that somebody put a video of me on their story and I was drunk in a Waffle House and I like kicked one leg over the other to cross my legs and you could see my coochie because my shorts were so small.
Yep.
And then somebody screen recorded it, zoomed in, and sent it to a bunch of us.
I remember that.
Not the Waffle House. And I was barefooted at Waffle House.
Do you remember that night?
I oftentimes forget. That was also one of our worst fights.
That's not even true.
That is. That's the night that I left you in the hotel lobby asleep.
Yeah, but the night that you showed your thing was actually... Okay, you're confusing the nights. The night that you showed your thing, we were at podcast studio in Georgia, and you did it in the living room.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're certain?
Oh, the Waffle House night was in Macon.
If we could go back and change so many things.
Would we?
I would. Oh, 100%. So much of that could have been.
We just thought that was a... Well, you just thought that was the coolest
thing. Oh, yeah, little. I did. That was a part of the family. Angel numbers.
444. Nice. We've really not really talked about anything this podcast, have we?
No, honey. I've been struggling.
All right. If you had to go back to a career and take all this away and you had to work a different career, what would you choose? Not realistic. I'm not saying like actor or like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it has to be a realistic career.
Like if all this lost, you have to go back home and like figure out something to do, what would it be?
Like interior design, maybe. Because I tried the nursing thing and I tried the cosmetology thing. I'm really good at decorating a house, though. Because I still need to make enough money where, you know, I didn't have to sit at a 9-to-5 all day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to have freedom of schedule. I can't be doing that. That 9-to-5 made me want to... Horrible.
Got it.
Who is your who's your favorite ex of mine? Should I guess that?
Let me find out one first.
Okay. There's one I wish you could have met. He has barbed wire tattoos on his neck now. But I wish you could have met him back when I dated him.
It's not surprising. Okay, it's gonna be somebody you probably don't guess.
Somebody I probably won't guess. It would have been your favorite person to talk to, maybe? No. You didn't talk to any of my exes, really, did you? Are you going to say the most recent one?
No.
Okay, then. The one that had the 5 girlfriends. No? The one that we say I didn't date? The one that's the reason we met?
Nope.
Oh, the one I forget that I dated all the time. Why do I always forget that I dated him? Is that who you're talking about? Damn. I always forget that I fucking dated him. That feels like it was
talking about the same person.
Gotta be. Gotta be.
Okay.
Gotta be. Are we talking about, Stay With Us in Nashville. We didn't, not stay, well, maybe I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Before we actually had a place here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because between that, besides that whole, like, TikTok shit, it was, like, I enjoyed hanging around him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. It would be the one that I forget I ever even had a relationship with that you enjoyed the most.
No, we don't get along now.
Mm-mm. He unblocked me, though, so every now and then I get suggested to his live.
I got blocked on live, but we're still friends on Snapchat and Snapchat and Instagram. And one time I was like, literally, he went on live and like I popped in. I was like, hey, he's like, man, somebody get him out of here. So they blocked me. And then I saw that we were still on Snapchat because we watch each other's stories. So I sent him a Snapchat. I said, hey, buddy. He opened it and replied. I said, what are you doing? Opened it and replied. I said, hey, you still got me on Snapchat. Opened it and replied. He was never deleting me or nothing. But I was just being a smart ass that day and he would just open them.
So he still to this day has not deleted you off Snapchat?
Or Instagram. He might not unfollow me on Instagram, but. Yeah. Now, which one of mine is your favorite? I only have one.
Yeah, you only have one, and she is my favorite. She kissed me on the mouth on her wedding night.
She sure did.
She's cool as fuck. I want to take a nap.
Are you taking a nap?
I want to.
It's so funny. This is our final, like, oh, season two finale. Here comes the juicy stuff. And we're like, I'll take a nap.
My mama made chicken salad.
That's going to be good. Do we have, like, bread?
Mm-hmm. We have some sourdough bread.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cook that? Put it in the oven?
Well, it's just bread.
So no or yes?
What's the question?
You know what we should go do? Let's go play a game of Punch-Out.
No.
Why?
Because I can't fucking hear. When I say yeah, I can't
do,
hear.
When you to swing a little putt-putt, make you do not need ear.
No, that's why I'm saying I get that it doesn't make sense whenever I say it. It does not translate to how I'm feeling. But it feels like this half of my head has a speaker held up to it that's playing a ring. And it's like I can feel it in half of my head. It's making me feel wonky. It's making me feel like I can't fucking see. It's making me feel crazy. This whole time I've been trying to, like, I'm going nuts.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Huh?
Hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide.
I don't think hydrogen peroxide is going to do anything for the swelling. Well, let's just
put it in your ear. Okay.
Okay. All right, are we done here?
I feel like we should end. Should we end it now?
Yeah, we should end it now. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you all whenever we have an update for the summer.
For the summer. All right.
Hey, Macy Nicole here. Pre-save my new single, Mean Girl, before it releases on April 19th. And join me in my Instagram broadcast channel for a chance to win free signed Mean Girl merch. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram and get brand new merch at themacynicole.com.